This week in Iowa, the Des Moines Register asked Mitt Romney about abortion. Romney replied, "There's no legislation with regards to abortion that I'm familiar with that would become part of my agenda." Democrats immediately noted that during the Republican primary campaign, Romney actually wrote an article headlined "My Pro-Life Pledge" that promised specific legislation. Much of his political base is pro-life, and his campaign quickly clarified that Romney remains proudly pro-life and would support pro-life legislation. The episode came during a broad effort by Romney to move to the political center, which presents challenges for President Obama. Here's NPR's Ari Shapiro.
At the beginning of this presidential race, the Obama campaign had to make a choice. Should the president attack Mitt Romney as a shapeshifter or portray him as an extreme right-winger? They decided to call him an extremist.
Romney backed a law that outlaws all abortion.
Can he cover up his belief in self-deportation?
I don't remember anyone as extreme as Romney.
For months, Romney did not directly respond to those attack ads. In fact, the Republican primary forced him to play right into the caricature.
I was a severely conservative Republican governor.
President Obama steadily built up a lead among key voter groups that disliked the idea of a severely conservative president. Women especially gave Mr. Obama a firewall against his challenger's advantage among white men. Then came last week's presidential debate and a dramatic shift. Romney said this about Wall Street regulations.
We're not going to get rid of all regulation. You have to have regulation. Okay. And there's some parts of Dodd-Frank that make all the sense in the world.
He said this about bipartisanship.
Actually, the day after I get elected, I'll sit down with leaders, the Democratic leaders, as well as Republican leaders.
And he said this about what he would put in place of the president's health care law.
Pre-existing conditions are covered under my plan.
That's not entirely true. Romney would guarantee coverage for people with pre-existing conditions who already have insurance, but insurance companies could still deny coverage to uninsured people with pre-existing conditions. The Obama campaign accused the challenger of keeping this famous promise from Romney advisor Eric Fernstrom.
I think you hit a reset button for the fall campaign. Everything changes. It's almost like an Etch-a-Sketch. You can kind of shake it up and we start all over again.
Whether this move is a political calculation or the real Mitt Romney coming through, it appears to be working. In the last week, Mitt Romney has closed the gap in polls. That's true across the board, including with key swing voter groups such as women. Sandra Miser is treasurer for Knox County, Ohio. She attended a Romney town hall meeting yesterday.
Before, I felt that women in particular and the whole population in general only saw the attack ads. And I think at the debate, they saw the real people who were running for president of the United States.
Housewife Char Levingston shares that view.
People are finally now understanding really what Romney is about. I think they're finally getting to realize the kind of man and what he stands for and his actual, you know, views and opinions, not just all the negative ads that, you know, you see on TV.
Even Obama supporter Don Russell of Mount Vernon, Ohio, thinks the real Mitt Romney is the one who has emerged over the last week.
I think Romney switches his view quite often. I think he's more moderate, and I think he's just leaning way to the right, just out of pressure.
That view is dangerous for the Obama campaign. Aides like David Plouffe are trying to argue that the real Mitt Romney is still an extremist.
Romney will try and say anything to get any political advantage in the moment. But again, we're going to make sure people understand what he will do as president. Those cuts in education, the vouchers for Medicare, the huge tax cuts for the wealthy paid for and by the middle class are exploding the deficit. This is what he's going to do.
If that's the message President Obama hoped to deliver at last week's debate, he apparently failed. The big question now is whether Mitt Romney has enough time left to cement this newly emerging picture of him with less than a month until the election. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, traveling with the Romney campaign.